My name is Carmen Chu. I serve as San Francisco City Administrator. I'm super excited to see all of the wonderful commissioners, department heads, leaders, community leaders who are here and joined us today. We have our public defender, Manu, who's here today. I think I saw Jose Cisneros, our treasurer, our assessor recorder. Joaquin Torres is here. I saw our sheriff, Paul Miyamoto, is here. A lot of department heads are here. We'll try to mention you later. Many of our commissioners, Supervisor Chan is here, and Supervisor Chen is here, who you'll be hearing from later as well. Today, I just want to let you know our program is going to be very quick. It's hot and baking out here. We've got three speakers, so just so you know. And for all the folks up here, I'm going to ask you to please stay. We're going to take a big group photo right after the public speaking. So let's get started. Again, my name is Carmen. I serve as San Francisco City Administrator. Welcome. As you all know, Women's Equality Day commemorates the adoption of the 19th Amendment and underscores the importance of the continued work to achieve equal rights for women and girls. And while the 19th Amendment granted women the right to vote, it actually did not guarantee voting rights for all women. And in fact, it wasn't until 1965 did the U.S. establish more comprehensive voting protections for women of color. I think over the last decade, as many of you have felt, I think one of the things that had been most pronounced and I've learned is that we can really not take progress for granted. Never in my life did I think that Roe versus Wade would be reversed, nor that we would see women have to make impossible choices on their lives and future, making those choices depending on the state that they lived in. And as a mother of two young girls, a six-year-old and a one-year-old who now has grown four large front teeth and is ready to take the world by storm, my husband and I only want for them to grow up in a place where they're strong women, they're independent, they have agency over their bodies and the decisions around that, and that they're not afraid to use their voices to stand up for what they believe in, that they can dream big and that they can feel like no door is closed to them. And that's what I think we all hope for all of our children. And this is incredibly important, especially as we reflect on today. And so today we're going to hear from wonderful speakers. Of course, our first one up is going to be Mayor Lurie. But before I bring him up, I want to thank Mayor Lurie, of course, the Department on the Status of Women, for hosting and bringing together these wonderful women leaders. Let's give them a round of applause. Mr. Controller, I see you walking by. I know you're joining us for this rally over here. And of course, I want to thank Linda Young. Where's Linda? Linda has been serving in acting capacity at the Department of the Status of Women. You know, we asked her to speak. She didn't want to speak, and she's exactly that kind of person. She really wants to make sure to continue to support the staff and push this agenda ahead. And I just want to thank her for all of her incredible work over the last several months. Thank you so much, Linda. And now, without further ado, you know this person very well, Mayor Daniel Lurie. You've seen his Instagram reels. Everyone has been following it very closely. I can't wait to see what comes out of this one. But, you know, aside from the Instagram reels and the restaurants that he's going to and the donuts and the cookies and all of the food that he's been partaking in, we also have been paying attention to some of the decisions that he makes in the city, the ways that he tries to shape San Francisco, to shape our future and make sure that we're headed in the right direction. But on top of that, also who he chooses to be in leadership positions. And though you may not know this, but Mayor Lurie has actually appointed over 60% of his department heads as women. So let's give Mr. Lurie a big round of applause. Mayor Lurie.
Good afternoon. No, it's still good morning. Good morning, everyone. Today, we commemorate 105 years since women in America fought and won for the right to vote. In August 1920, the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified. Just 1 year later, San Franciscans exercised that right to vote by electing Margaret Mary Morgan as the first woman ever elected to our Board of Supervisors. That moment is a part of our city's proud history. Supervisor Morgan was not the first woman to guide and shape this city, and she certainly was not the last. Senator Dianne Feinstein was our city's first female mayor, And on a day like today, I find myself reflecting on her legacy in our city. She guided San Francisco through some of its most difficult days and went on to serve California with distinction in the United States Senate for 3 decades. For me, and I've been talking about this for the last couple years, and for so many San Franciscans, she remains a role model. As Mayor Dianne Feinstein walked the streets, she showed up and made herself visible to San Franciscans every day. That is what leadership should look like. Because as we say in this administration, you cannot solve what you can't see. Her example continues to inspire me, as it has inspired countless others. From Senator Feinstein to Speaker Emerita Pelosi to Vice President Kamala Harris and Mayor London Breed, San Francisco has a history of women breaking barriers to lead. Women have also served as our fire chief, our police chief, and sheriff. Today, women serve on the Board of Supervisors, lead departments, and help drive our city's economic comeback. To Supervisors Chen, Chan, and Fielder, City Administrator Carmen Chu, and Director of Workforce Development, Iowana Pena, I am proud to work alongside you each and every day. San Franciscans' women leaders are driving change. They are strengthening our neighborhoods and leading our institutions. Their leadership is shaping a stronger San Francisco for generations to come. And so today it gives me great pride to officially proclaim August 26th as Women's Equality Day in the city and county of San Francisco.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie. Let's give Mayor Lurie a big round of applause. Mayor Lurie spoke a little bit about some of the department heads that are here. I also want to mention some of them. I see Carla Short, our Director of Public Works, who's leading the way. Antopie, who's leading the way at Economic Development. Who else do I see back here? Anybody else? Oh, I see Ralph Remington with Arts Commission that is here. And Mawuli with our Human Rights Commission. Well, all right. Mani with our Film Commission. Thank you very much to our colleagues who have come today. Oh, and of course, Kate, who runs the War Memorial. Thank you for being here. Our next speaker is someone that has run and fought hard for the district, District 11. This is a community that has many, many immigrant families, but not only that, a mixture of what represents the best of San Francisco. I want to thank Supervisor Chen for working with us in partnership over the last year, continuing to support women and support immigrant communities. Please welcome our Supervisor Cheyenne Chen.
Thank you, Administrator Carmen Chu. My name is Cheyenne Chen, District 11 Supervisors. Like Administrator Carmen Chu, I'm also a mom with 2 girls. One is 6 and one just turned 12 yesterday. So I also want to acknowledge that this is a present of a group of wonderful women leadership here. Can you all give yourself a big round of applause, please? When we talk about progress for women equality, it reminds me of when I first came to this city 25 years ago. I was fighting for a group of garment workers who are primarily women in the industry for back wage. And after I graduated from college, I served as an organizer to advocate for caregiver, in-home supported services worker in this industry as a care provider. Predominantly also it's women of immigrants. I know that over 100 years ago, when we have our voting right, it was not easy. But when women have any rights that we fought hard for, it was never easy. So I appreciate that we continue to own today. I appreciate that we are here acknowledging that every right that we fought for in the history was not easy. And every progress that we made, we can go back. like Roe and Wade, Roe versus Wade. So it is important to have presence like today that we continue to own the moment. And I know that I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of the moms in the city, that we are truly equality to us, to many of the women, to the moms. It means that access to affordable care, child care, reliable parental leave, and flexible workplaces. It means that we continue as a city to invest in invisible labor of caring, of rising children to care for the elders. And also, too often, all these jobs fall disproportionately on women. So today, as a legislator, I again commit alongside with all our city leaders here today that we must continue to create opportunities that allow women to thrive at home, in the workplace, and in leadership position as a supervisor and as a former mayor like Mayor London Bree. And when we as a city continue to invest in childcare, when we continue to strengthen elder care, and when we continue to open doors to economic and civic engagement and participation for more women, we're not only advancing gender equality, but we're also building a stronger families and more resilient communities in San Francisco. So on this day, as a Women Equality Day, let's continue to remind ourselves and recommit ourselves to carrying this fight forward to our daughters, our mothers, and every woman who deserves the dignity for equality. And I believe that when women rise, San Francisco and we all rise. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. I want to also acknowledge representatives from the Office of Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, Senator Scott Wiener, Assembly Member Catherine Stephanie, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, from Casa de las Madres, Lucero Arias, from Domestic Violence Consortium, Beverly Upton, who I see back there, Women Inc., Jill Zawiza, and of course, representative from the Youth Commission, the Fire Department, Environment of Commission, the Police Department, War Memorial Board of Trustees, the Immigrant Rights Commission. I thank you all so much for being here with us today. And now I'm pleased to introduce our final speaker in this baking hot sun. She is the Director of Workforce Development for the City and County of San Francisco, Ioana Pena.
I'll get to it quick, noting the heat. But good morning, everyone. It's truly an honor and every sense of the word to stand before you today. As a Black woman who's witnessed the dichotomy that exists between the progress that we've made and the persistent challenges that exist in our fight for equality, I'm literally fulfilling my grandparents' dreams standing in this place. I'm full of pride. I'm full of determination. And as we celebrate this 105th anniversary of Women's Equality Day, I stand before you with hope. When the 19th Amendment was ratified, my great-grandmother couldn't vote. And not because she was a woman, but because of her indigenous heritage. It's a story that I share with many of the women of color who stand up here before you today. It's understood, and something that she understood, is that every crack in the foundation of inequality that they made would eventually bring down the whole structure of discrimination against women. So today we don't just celebrate that moment when women gained the right to vote, but every barrier that has fallen since. When we talk about the power of representation, we're talking about how amazing it must be to be a young woman standing in the crowd, or if you're watching us from home today, and see this powerful group of women that stand before you, the diversity in all of the offices, departments, and spaces that we hold and take up and represent. We are from the Supreme Court to Silicon Valley to the halls of San Francisco as well as Congress. You're not just witnessing history, you're seeing the future. And it's expanding before your eyes. The work that we're doing today is creating the space for you to take up and continue the work on tomorrow. And that includes our boys and our men. Equality is not just an idea. It's something that we need for all of our allies to step into this space and hold with us. Every vote, every school board vote, every athletic funding dollar like contributes to this larger space that we're hoping to establish. And last thing I want to say is here in San Francisco, we have the privilege, but we also understand that progress is not just about looking back with pride. It's about looking forward with purpose. This is a city that's rich with a feminist history, It's proud to be the first city in the entire nation to establish and adopt the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. I'm going to pause for applause there. More uniquely to the state, we have both the Commission and the Department of the Status of Women, institutions that don't just symbolize our commitment to equality, but actively work on a daily basis to make it real in the lives of women in San Francisco. Our leadership extends beyond gender. We've created the Office of Racial Equity and Transgender Initiatives because we understand that true equality means fighting for justice at every intersection of identity. So when we celebrate today, and when we talk about what it means to celebrate today in San Francisco, we're not just talking about women's rights. We've codified them into the city's very own DNA. And I'm so proud and so happy to join you today in celebrating women's equality.
All right. As we close today, a call to action. I think for many of us here, you know, we're remembering this day, commemorating the importance of this day. We know that when women win, this country wins. And we need to make sure that we keep on having our voices be heard. So if you haven't registered to vote, if you haven't, or you know of a sister, a daughter, an aunt, a grandma, anyone who hasn't registered to vote, please reach out to them. Let them know why it's so important for them to have their voices be raised. When they are not, they just simply aren't represented in government. So again, we really ask you to please do that extra step. It's an easy thing. Reach out to someone you know that you love and just let them know your voice counts, your vote counts. And so with that, folks, can I ask you all to please go down the stairs carefully and let's take a group photo. I'm going to ask the mayor to please be in front and lead the way. And others can follow. Please.
We'll move the podium out of the way, too.
Thank you.
Looking right here.
I'm gonna have to get up front.
Okay.
We'll be louder.